Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games. With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes, Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture. Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEDGamesAU.
My name is Evie, and I'm chilling out in studio by myself again today. I'm starting to get really used to it, which is, I don't know, I'm probably going to have a rude shock when I have co-hosts back in here with me. But it's still good, because I have you guys out there to keep me company. Zed Games, we talk about video games, we talk about board games, we talk about pretty much any type of game, really, or interactive experience. Sometimes we talk about other things that are related to games, such as Netflix series, or streaming series, or anime even. Anything that crosses into our realm of video games, we'll chat about it, or we'll interview people and review experiences. So we've got a couple of those experiences to be reviewed this evening. From Will and Rani, who cannot be here tonight, but Rani will be reviewing Florence, which is a indie Australian game, and I'm super excited to hear what she has to say about that. It looks like a beautiful game. It looks very touching. It's very emotional. So I'm really looking forward to her telling me how that goes, because I do actually have it on the Switch, and I'm looking forward to playing it. After that, we then have Will, who will be reviewing another indie game called A Short Hike. He's always reviewing interesting things, so it should be good to see what he's got going. But before all of that, we have the news. The week in gaming news. And it's been another interesting week in news. Oh, I just got a message from Rani saying, "Miss being in studio with you." I miss you too, Rani, a lot. But that's okay. I'm going to hear your voice tonight across the airways, and that will keep me comfort tonight. Anyway, on that note, let's listen to the news.
This week in gaming news, the gaming world does what it can to raise funds for COVID-19 relief. Bethesda is intending to donate $1 million to both local and international organizations working on the front line fighting the pandemic. Bethesda are also offering fans game opportunities to chip in as well. $250,000 will be going to UNICEF. $250,000 will also be donated to local relief efforts within communities. And $500,000 will be given to Direct Relief, who are also recently receiving $400,000 from the Corona Relief Done Quickly Speedrunning Showcase. Humble Bundle also outplayed themselves with raising over $6.5 million through their Humble Conquer COVID-19 bundle. They sold over 200,000 bundles, with 100% of the money raised sent to Doctors Without Borders, Direct Relief, Partners in Health, and International Rescue Committee. Doctors Without Borders have said, "We will receive close to $1.5 million in donations, which will enable our teams to launch emergency programs to help stem the spread of COVID-19 in the hardest hit communities, care for infected patients, and respond to the pandemic's consequences on local health systems." A Riot employee has posted a video of sexist harassment while playing Valorant. Valorant is still in its testing phase, however still manages to sustain harassment within its player base. Riot is no stranger to this type of behaviour, such as incidents with League of Legends. Riot's UX designer, who goes by the handle Greenily, posted on Twitter a video of her time playing solo queue in Valorant. The video shows another male player saying he was looking for an e-girl, pretending she was his girlfriend, and after she told him to be quiet, began calling her slurs. Greenily wrote on Twitter, "My dealings are not just constrained to this single clip. This is since I've ever played online games, and for the record, I did mute him. Does that mean he won't go making other people uncomfortable, though? No. If you are in one of these parties, please help speak up and report these people, because I hope this is not the kind of community you want to be playing with. Hopefully, Riot act quickly before this type of behaviour takes root within the game." Cyberpunk 2077 has had a leak. Not long after Last of Us 2 story leaked online, so does roughly 25 minutes of Cyberpunk 2077 gameplay footage. Don't worry, we won't reveal any spoilers. The videos aren't in English and seem to be recorded from a closed gameplay session from E3 in 2019. In saying that, the spoilers for Cyberpunk 2077 are nowhere near as at the same level of content as Last of Us 2. Links to both games' footage are floating around Twitter and other social media platforms, so be careful not to look if you're trying to avoid spoilers. That's all this week in gaming news.
Well, interesting week in news. A bit disappointing to hear about that culture within Valorant. I guess it's something that a lot of women experience when playing video games, and it's really disappointing and it's pretty hard to cope with. So let's hope that Riot can get on top of acting on the culture that's in Valorant, and they have a proper reporting process for people who do, you know, handle themselves in a poor way while playing games. And it's not really you know, a positive experience when you're playing a game, because most people play games for, in quotations, for fun and for recreation, escapism. And there's nothing worse than experiencing your relaxation time, your downtime, your recreational time being abused online by strangers. I can personally attest to that being horrible. So let's hope that, you know, we can get more in effect in terms of preventing this kind of culture within online games. But on a much brighter note, yeah, there's been so much money raised to help the COVID-19 relief effort. I mean, $6.5 million from Humble Conquer COVID-19 bundle, which is a mouthful to say. And when I was recording that news, that was quite challenging to say a few times. I had to record that many times. But yeah, that's amazing. So much money is going forward. There's been, I hope, let me know if you purchase that bundle. Apparently it was a wicked deal, so I'm glad if you guys managed to get a hold of that. Something else that's also interesting for the future in terms of raising more money, if you'd like to donate, or if you'd like to donate in a way that's also supporting the games industry, there is GameSpot's Play for All coming up, which will be later looking towards like Juneway, when it's sort of coming out in the year. But essentially, in the beginning, early June, spanning several weeks, Play for All will be the premier destination for gamers worldwide to get up-to-date information on the most exciting announcements. So, essentially, Play for All will feature over 100 hours of live and on-demand programming streamed on GameSpot, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter platforms. So there's a way that you can jump in there and get involved and donate to Direct Relief and other humanitarian efforts who are looking to support lives and people fighting COVID-19. There is also a very long list of publishers that have partnered with Play for All that you can check out. I'll be posting this link on the Facebook page, the Zed Games Facebook page, at ZED Games AU. So if you'd like to check that out, you can, to see how you can get involved. They haven't actually released any of the dates yet, but the full schedule of the event will be revealed over the next few weeks, so you can see how you can get involved there. Yeah, exciting times. That actually leads me into this special moment now that we're going to have for Rani, who isn't here, but Rani has done an incredible job of reviewing Florence, which is an Australian game, and the score is absolutely amazing too, so please be sure to check out the soundtrack. Let's listen to a review from Rani on Florence.
Hey! Florence is an interactive story graphic novel video game that was developed by Australian studio Mountains. It was published by Annapurna Interactive and is available on Nintendo Switch, iOS, Android, PC, and Mac. The whole game doesn't take you very long to get through. In fact, I think I got through it in maybe half an hour to an hour or something like that. I wasn't paying too much attention, but it was an evening. Even though it has such a short gameplay, it's incredibly easy to pace yourself. You could easily stretch it out to take you much longer than it took me. The narrative follows Florence Io, a 25-year-old woman, and her relationship with Krish, a cellist. The game focuses on Florence's daily life and routine. It pays special attention to the simplicity and serenity in the mundane. Leading up to actually meeting Chris, the entire game is sort of a little bit more slow. It doesn't have as much color in it, and it really sort of builds you up to there is something happening. The first time you sort of get this pop of color is when you're flashback, you're Florence as a little girl and you're painting. You're making butterflies and sailboats and you get to paint it and you get to choose the colors. But the game uses this simple color palette that sort of makes it easy to follow along with who is who and where you are in a way that I think is super effective and allows you the player, to sort of engross yourself in the universe a little bit more. It's not distracting. There's this beautiful moment where we see Florence sort of transition from this unhappy, repetitive lifestyle with minimal color to a colorful life that sort of brings her fulfillment. And we see this through a mirror. And the narrative sort of stops there and you can't click forward or scroll forward in the story until you've brushed over the mirror. And by brushing over the mirror, you're effectively painting that color into her life. And the base of all of these sort of bright colors is that yellow that you'll see when you first pull up Florence. So the first time Florence and Krish get into an argument, you have the two colors depicting who is who, and you have to literally piece together her argument because it's a puzzle, and slot it into the slot before Krish does his. It doesn't really matter too much who wins, but it adds this sense of anxiety to this very simple sort of puzzle piecing. The game combines a beautiful level of interactivity with storytelling and minimal dialogue. The music included is calm, relaxing, and minimal, like the rest of the game. It serves to add. Every single element in this game adds to another element, and none of them overwhelm you as a player. So I originally sat down to kind of blitz through the game because I knew that I was going to be reviewing it, and quite frankly, I kind of wanted to get straight back to Animal Crossing, but at the same time, Florence is a game that I've wanted to play for quite some time. But the moment I started, I knew right away that I wasn't going to be able to blitz through this game, and I was going to have to take my time with it, because that's what it's made for. It's made for this level of mindfulness in game playing that we sort of forget about sometimes. So I soaked in the artwork and I let the music flow over me. And I seem to be playing and recommending a lot of calm, relaxed games at the moment, and I think It's a nice change from the sort of chaos that a lot of games feed off of, but also, you know, the chaos that is happening in the world, and it reminds us to be mindful. It reminds us to find beauty in the mundane. Florence was definitely a game that allowed me to resituate myself within my own world of mindfulness and appreciate the little things. I took my time organizing the things in their new apartment and found myself relaxing with every passing note of the cello. Not to mention that the art style is something that I personally have always found incredibly pleasing. It's this sort of pencil drawing, watercolor sort of look, and it's very minimal. It focuses mostly on that one color that is a theme throughout the game. I love that idea of colors as themes and concepts. And if you're looking for something relaxed to play in passing, then I think that Florence is the perfect game for you. I think that everybody should probably have a game like Florence, especially now. It's the perfect game for train rides or unwinding after work when you don't really want to get too invested in something else. It's definitely a game that forces you to take a moment for yourself.
I hope you enjoyed that wonderful review from Rani. Thank you so much for playing Florence. I'm very envious. I have Florence at home. I have still yet to experience it, and you've just completely sold that experience to me. I will 100% be playing that later. We are now about to listen to something pretty cool. It is Will, his wonderful voice, his lovely Swedish accent, talking about a little indie game called A Short Hike. So let's have a listen to that.
Today I want to take you on one of my favorite pastimes to do. We're going to be going on a short hike. Literally. So the game we're reviewing today is a game called A Short Hike. And the game was developed by Adam Guru and published by Adam Guru as well. The audio was created by Mark Sparling, and the platforms you'll be able to find this game on is PC, Linux, and Mac. The game was originally released on the 5th of April 2019, but a couple months later got a re-release after been on the Humble Bundle monthly first. So A Short Hike is an adventure indie game, and I managed to get it through the Epic Game Store's free game every week, and I've been waiting to play this game for weeks and months, and I finally got some time to actually jump into it. So let's just jump into the game right away. So the narrative starts off with our main character in a car on their way to a place called Hawk Peak Provincial Park. Our protagonist is named Claire, and she's an anthropomorphic, a bird that looks like a human. Don't be mad at me for not being able to say that word. A humanoid bird. And this is where we're going to be spending our time with her Aunt May, who works there as a ranger. It's going to be sort of a time off for our main character. So in the car, we're introduced directly to that there's something wrong. We notice this because of the dialogue between the characters, Claire being sort of an angsty teen when, you know, you're waiting for something. I bet all of us can relate to that to some degree. And once Claire arrives at the park, we first get to jump in the day after, where we find out that Claire has been sleeping throughout the most of the day, like any teenager would, waking up in the late afternoon. And this is also a sign that there is something wrong here. And as she wakes up and goes out to meet her Aunt Claire, we are greeted with a frustration and anxiety that she doesn't have any reception. There's no reception to the phone, and everything is crazy because she really needs to take this really important phone call. And her Aunt May calmly explains to her, well, there is one place where you can get reception here, because we're out in the woods, there's no reception here. But if you climb up the peak, which is then Hawk Peak, the main place for this game, there's reception up there. And because this phone call is so important to her, and her whole family has at some point taken this hike, she feels that it's now her time to actually take it too. So this is where the game jumpstarts us into the short hike we're going to be taking. Which, we don't, it's not a short hike, it's going to be quite a long hike. So, jumping into the gameplay, a short hike is an Animal Crossing turned into an adventure game, being all about exploring the various areas of the park, finding items, completing quests, finding hidden treasures, and talking to a wider range of characters that we're being introduced to. And you're thinking, well, why don't I just climb up? Why don't you just take the hike to the top? Well, there is a thing stopping us. Because the hike is so strenuous, to get up the hike, you have to find what's called golden feathers. These are basically your stamina. And they will allow you to jump more, so you can like double, triple, quadruple jump. Let you climb for longer periods, because any surface on this game is traversable. And it also allows you to run for a lot longer. So in order to be able to complete this hike, you have to find feathers, or you have to buy them in different varieties to get more. My favorite part about this game is the mechanics. And the mechanics are so well tied into the genre and the whole point of exploration in the game. And while I could be talking loads about the fishing and the music and everything that's just mwah, love with this game, I want to talk about three things with it, and that being the way you traverse the levels, how the level themselves are built, or the level itself is built, because it's in sort of an open world, and the interactions you have with the other characters, because I feel like these three are the main key selling points to this game being about you taking that hike. So, the way you traverse the level is by either running, climbing, gliding, or jumping. And while in the beginning of the game you're held back by the amount of gold feathers you have, all of them are still so very satisfying. And with the whole experience being about taking a hike, which is in essence exploring and finding new areas, having such a wider range of ways to be getting around the level really makes the experience. It takes away from, you know, just walking up a hill to all of a sudden you can climb this place, or you can jump off this cliff and then fly to a new place you haven't been before. And this really makes the exploring interesting, because you have so many different ways of getting to the point. I remember at some point I got to a little lookout vantage point where I looked down, saw a place that I wanted to go to, and just decided, well, I'm just going to fly down there. And then I did. And it makes the simple experience of just getting up a mountain be so much more interesting. And that leads us to the other reason I really love this game, and that is because of the level layout. Basically being like an island where the middle is the highest point, but all around there you have different levels of verticality. So the layout of everything is very different, and all of it is explorable because of these ways you get around. So you find yourself not only climbing up, but you find yourself climbing up and climbing down, jumping here, jumping there, flying around a little bit, and doing all that is super soft and feel goody. And then it gets even more interesting because there's so many places to explore and find, and it just really gets to that point of exploring and finding the little secret nooks of this provincial park. And lastly, I just want to shortly mention the interactions you have with the other characters that are scattered around the level. Not only is the writing amazingly diverse, having characters have so many different things to say depending on when and how much you talk to them, it's also very lighthearted, and it tells you the story straight up and is really easy to digest. And while some of the concepts they talk about are not really slapped into your head and you have to ponder a little bit about it, you still go away from every conversation knowing exactly what has been said. And I find that this is really nice, not having to focus too much on what they said, but more focusing on the concept that they bring to you. The audio in this game was sort of a mix between a Zelda and any classic pixel game you have, with the sound effects being a bit pixelated, but the background music being fully, how would you say, HD music kind of style. And while I do feel that the devs missed out on the point about hiking being quiet and sort of blissful, I do still think that they did an amazing job with the soundtrack. Mark Sparling crafted an excellent audio that changes based on the weather and the location and what the player's doing, giving you a feeling of both excitement and happiness as you traverse to the top, but then also at some points when you flying through the rain, you get like a lo-fi chill, and really diversifies the music and gives you different feelings and just not always this super hype excitement. Overall, I feel the experience is amazing. It's truly one of the best games of 2019, and I do think that everyone, especially game developers, should pick it up and at least try it out. I think the game developers managed to make something really interesting, and I could probably sit for hours to pick apart the different cool designs they did, but I'm just going to leave it as definitely a game to study if you're interested in games, and if you just want an awesome game to kind of cleanse your palate a little bit from games like Modern Warfare or Animal Crossing and just take a nice short hike, I suggest to get this game.
Thank you, Will, for that amazing and insightful review of A Short Hike, which is an awesome Canadian production. Be sure to check that out. It has come to the end of our time this evening with Zed Games. I hope that you have enjoyed the reviews from Will and Rani, and I hope that you've enjoyed my company. It's been a great episode today. Something I actually learned recently, which I thought I'd mention, because my name is Eevee, I have an affinity with the Pokemon Eevee. And it turns out that it wasn't originally going to be called Eevee the Pokemon, it was going to be called Aeon. E-O-N, Aeon. Which I think is to do with, well, supposed to correspond with its evolutions, like Vaporeon and Flareon and Jolteon. So that would have made a lot more sense, but I'm grateful that it didn't turn out that way, because I don't really want to be called Aeon. I think Eevee's much better. But yeah. Anyway, that's just a little tidbit from me. On that note, thank you for hanging out with me tonight, and I will chat to you guys soon. Special thanks to the 5 subscribers who subscribed during the Zed Games show today. That's absolutely awesome. We really, really appreciate it. But yeah, hope you have a good rest of your day or night or wherever you are. See ya, bye!
Thanks for listening to Zed Games. If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU. See you next time.